Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can you eat when you're golfing? I imagine you're burning calories. You get hungry.
Yesterday was the first day that I brought out a couple of Sammies with me.
Okay.
And popped them open.
Big turkey leg.
No, here it is.
You brought one for me, too? Thanks, O'Mara.
This is
no, these are mine.
One of the days
these
this week, because even though the hunger is not necessarily there.
Right.
What? Oh, Pony Boy what, Matt Bloom writes, Saturday is treat day. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pony. Skinny Pony. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Maddie.
Yes.
Your thoughts.
Yeah, well, Pete Davidson.
Okay, you might have to censor this.
Okay.
But
oh, dear.
The phrase, big energy, came from Pete Davidson.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are days that I come into the studio and I literally don't know what to talk about first. There's so much stuff
Lots of stuff.
We have to cover today, but it's forcing its way into my brain at the top of the show today to talk about Rob Ford, who had a wonderful little segment on the Mike O'Mara Show earlier in the week, where we really brought him in to congratulate him on his wedding and just chat Rob Ford. And it was a typical Rob Ford segment where he brought the funny. He's just a naturally funny, goofy guy. And it was fun. And then Oscar informed me either yesterday or the day before that he had a little post-mortem with Rob Ford about his appearance, and that's all I have, but Oscar says it was pretty interesting.
I realized a few things. One is that, and this is probably something that's a realization for most people, and if you at all, somehow within your life, are colleagues or close friends with people at work,
right?
You probably realize who's actually your friend and who's actually just there because you employ them.
Right.
And that's the latter is what I realized after his appearance on our show, but also after my conversation with him since then.
So you're saying he's not as much a friend as he is a colleague now.
Yeah, I realize this.
That's interesting because of all the people associated with the show, you have a relationship with Rob Ford, as you do with everybody
up
there.
I'm envious of it that you see people. Dependent, right? So,
right.
I feel like I've helped forge Rob Ford's career. And through that time, there has been ups and downs, but because, you know, you can't just always be friends. There has to be some sort of fostering of professional growth.
That's right.
And
tough love, Oscar,
I found
is
myself
really what it
on
is.
The horn with him. Basically, like, I felt like I was imposing on his time. Because what Rob and I used to do in the evenings...
When you called him after the interview?
No, I didn't call him right after the interview. That'd be weird. It was more about work, about some other stuff, right?
And so then, he's on the phone with you or he's here?
He's on the phone.
Okay.
You should know, Mike, Florida and Texas and Phoenix are anomalies. Like, no one's at work.
Don't be mad at me. Sound like maybe you're blaming me.
Everyone's,
I know my state's dumb.
Everyone's working from home.
Who said I'm dumb?
So,
and believe me, I understand the disconnect.
So we're on the phone. And for the first time, for better or worse, we're on the phone and we've gone through all the paces of work stuff. And I had a moment. So I'm like,
about what time of day did you call him?
He called me.
Oh, okay. And
because
what
he needed a file like at 8:30 yesterday. Last night was the latest.
Okay, prime time for you.
That's right.
No, I was actually just getting off a client call, which was great.
No, it's prime time. Yeah. It's prime time for your brain.
Oh, I'm up and moving.
I would say 8:30, 6:30 is your absolute wheelhouse. That's when you are.
That's changed a lot since the pandemic. That's changed
you,
a lot.
In what way? Do you go to bed earlier now?
Yes,
or?
Absolutely. What else? What is there to do?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's normal. No, it's not normal. Normal is whatever you want it to be, but I will tell you, it's gratifying.
And you also don't want Oscar walking around his house after dark because of all the holes in the floor.
I'd happen to be here
Let's get after it.
With a client interview. And he texts me. He's like, can you send me this one file at 8:30 at night? Is anybody at the studio yet? And he knows we work late, so fine.
Sure.
I was like, I'm actually here. I can send it over.
So you were at the studio at 8:30?
Yes. And at that point, the day is done. I could technically go home. I'm waiting for my wife to pick me up because we're one car family, and I'm not walking home in the rain. So,
have you had dinner yet?
We bring Freshly's to work, so we just pop them in the microwave. Yeah, good to go.
I got it. Okay.
So I'm talking to Rob and giving him like the state of the union of work and giving him, hey, this is what's going on. Hopefully we'll get you back by September. That's kind of our tentative, to get some more people back here. But it all depends, honestly.
Right.
And for the first time, I'm getting married, Rob. I'm getting married, Rob, as in, I can't just hang with you, man. I got a wife. And that
he
vibe.
He said that?
No. That's the vibe
I get. Okay,
I know
good.
That vibe
okay.
when people
so
get
when
married.
So when you say that, I interpret it as a lot of different ways. Him coming back or him waiting for you to get him back in
no,
the
no.
studio?
No, he doesn't care
or
about that. He cares about getting off the phone.
Spending that time
he
on the phone.
He cares about getting off the phone because we are no longer friends.
Now listen.
Which is weird. Listen. And I'm okay with
you
that.
You have to understand. You and your horde and your other people, by the way, plug your thing. You're doing your Christmas thing.
Oh, Christmas
thing
in June.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Big O & Duke show.
Big O & Dukes. And then Saturday, Chad's having a big extravaganza. This might be his third year at the store doing it, where he has a big extravaganza to do at his store, Commonwealth Dry Goods. So free plug for Chad.
Masks not required, I take it?
Oh, masks required.
Yeah. At his store?
Northern Virginia, baby. That's a law.
I would think that he would be mask free.
Oh, he's not going to fight the lawman, Mike.
Oh, I didn't know it was the law.
Yeah, it's the law.
Okay. So, so that's coming up and but I always think you guys are Christmas in June.
Yeah.
I always think you guys are kind of like you're a horde of single dudes in your minds, even if you're married. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Your man, Drab, your third wheel on the Big O & Duke show.
He's got twins on the way.
And when you're saying, he's not a friend of mine anymore because he's gotten married now. You guys have always been the band of fraternity brothers.
Yes.
You've always been the guys that, you do guy things. You had the definitive guy show.
Guy talk radio.
On WJFK when we were there. We were all hot talk.
Yeah.
Howard was hot talk. Don and I were hot talk. But you guys were guys. It was always guys. And then you had big,
lots
stinky,
guys.
Hairy guys. And I'd go to an event you'd have at Hard Times Cafe.
Hey, Saturdays are for the boys,
I'd have like
Mike.
Nine of
we
your guys
with
zits and facial hair that would look at me like this kind of when I'd walk in and be like, that's our show. You have another show. But in my mind, Drab.
Yes.
And Chad got married years back.
Before
so that's fine
us.
Too.
That's true.
You're married now. But Drab having the kids, like one of the greatest offensive. It's like a giant disconnect. You mentioned it that, Chad's taking a pool when he's going to quit the show.
Right.
Because he has children. Right? But it seems to me that when a guy changes his marital status, it's usually tense, and you kind of come from that. Do you think maybe you're overreacting to the fact that he's just not your boy to hang out with anymore?
Look, there's nothing more for me that wants Rob Ford to find happiness outside of his work, and he seemed to have found it. You heard him on the show this past week on Monday.
That was a horrible sentence, but I think we know what you
mean. Okay, so I wanted to be, because
you sound far away, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, you know what? I need to reset my board, so I'll be back
keep
in a
talking
sec.
Ass. We can barely hear you.
That sounds like really horrible. Fix that, please.
I will.
God.
No.
So thank I you. Want, like, I know he's passionate about his work. He's clearly found true love, so I'm happy for him. But if your old buddy Oscar wants to hang out and shoot the S for maybe 15, 20, like we used to, don't make me feel like
second.
You're the hot chick. Yes.
You say, you said that very nicely.
Yeah.
He's found true love.
Yeah.
All I get is little pieces. I'm down here in my own little world.
Mm-hmm.
Separated.
Would you be willing? Let me hear you again, Rob.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Still sounding a little shaky. Might want to reboot the whole shoot match down there.
All right, you got it.
But let me ask this question. Would you bet the farm
On the wedding?
On this
on the
being the... Well, you know what a lot of people do. They certainly did it with Carla and me.
100%.
They did it with 100%.
I'm voting for...
So you've seen enough of his relationship to know that this man is... He's all in, and he's delighted. He seems to be, when I see him. I just remember all was not
No one forced him to do this.
Okay.
He had... All and right. I'll tell you why. He had the perfect out. He could have, like, played the COVID card. He could have played, I want my family. It's not the right timing. We've all taken haircuts at work. Like it's not good. We should postpone this. He had every option, and he didn't.
Okay.
And because of that, I can't bet against it. I can't bet against it.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Proceed. Yes.
I'm on the phone and Mike, you've probably been through this and I'm sure we all have. And this is good. This is good for me to know. This is good. But my feelings are hurt. Because I realized that Rob was only friends with me because he had to be around me, which I'm cool with. Like, I'm probably not a good person to be around sometimes.
I disagree with that.
And,
I like both of you guys to hang out with.
And when
I
we were on the phone, right. he, well, like, at every turn, you know when someone wants to get off the phone with you. You know you're
incidentally,
done.
Can I, and now yes. I hate to keep interrupting, yes. but these things come into my mind that I have to address.
Please.
I still believe it. That I certainly can be a monster and yell at both of you in the show world, and you can yell at me, and we can yell at each other and everything. But like that road trip to the beach house, when we all ended up in the same car, even though we could not be more different individuals, I think we don't... You could put the three of us in a bar at a table, and we would have a perfectly good time. I always have felt that.
I think we complement each other. I think we have a lot of overlap. We're on the same page. Yeah.
We are on the same page. You sound great, Rob.
I mean,
we bust
balls like we do on the show and stuff. So that's good. That's a good... You, I always thought with Rob Ford, that was the bond you had with him.
Yeah, I would
hang out with the guy.
So
you went out with him a lot.
Yeah, yes. But then, in fairness to Rob, like...
During his single days. There
was a dynamic when we started Podcast Village where I realized that, oh my God... Like, I need to now mentor and foster his growth as a professional and not so much as a purveyor of good guys on the weekends, right?
Right.
So for me...
Gone are the days of you buying him cologne.
What I was trying to do was re-engage with Rob. Like, okay, you call your boss and ask him, hey, is anybody at work? I haven't gotten this file yet. It's 8:30. I'd like to start working. It's 8:30 at night. Like, it's not like something else should be going on. Like, Magnum PI is not coming on at 9. Like, you're at home in the middle of a quarantine. So when
you're probably glad when you get the call. Like, he's thinking about work too. That's cool. You're there.
Dumped. Like, here you go, man. This is what I can do. And I couldn't get him on the. I couldn't keep him on the horn for more than 15 minutes. Like, to just shoot the S and like, hey, this is what's happening. Like, and I felt like, oh my God. We're not friends. Now, it could be for two reasons.
Have you done that in the past? Have you had lengthy phone conversations with
him? No, but we have lengthy in-person conversations.
Okay. All right.
So I would say for those of you that think you have friends at work, think again.
Did he say anything or was it just his tone?
It was the...
Was he curt with you because time was of the essence?
Okay, I gotta go, basically. Yes.
Because, you know, as we said, the three of us get together like peas and carrots. Yeah. We're the greatest. But all of us hate talking on the phone to each other. Was it because it was a phone call and not an in-person thing?
I don't think it's... No, he engaged. He called me.
Like, that's true.
I wasn't. I was not saying I got to talk to Rob Ford before I go home today. You know what I mean? He called me, and then I was like, well, I guess this is our foray to catch up.
One of the things we could try, Rob, because Oscar, when I'm sober... I don't like being on the phone with Oscar either. And Oscar is the best phone conversationalist in the
communication
trifecta,
is key.
I believe.
Right.
You and I may do better if we were S-housed.
Oh, sure.
And we didn't feel that urgency. I hate being on the phone with anyone.
Yeah.
Under any circumstances.
That goes all the way back.
I just don't.
It could also be his minutes. Like, who doesn't have unlimited these days, you know?
That might be it too. But I've done drunken chats with you, Oscar, for that have been rather lengthy. Yeah. You know,
sure.
But never super lengthy.
I'm paranoid because I know things change, especially right after you get married. It gets weird. And if you're a guy and you could do whatever the F you wanted before, you can still do that. But you start thinking, like, now I got to think about my wife. And like, that's strange. But talking on the phone, I thought was like, it's not like I asked him out for a cup of coffee or anything like that. Like, hey, let's go, right. Let's go to a diner and sit and stare at each other.
Right.
Maybe he's not a good phone guy. I don't know. Look,
maybe you need to ask him to a diner. Maybe that's what he wants.
Relationships with your pals. Yesterday, I talked to one of my buddies. If you remember, when I arrived in the studio last week at this time, your boy was a little banged up from the night before.
Right.
And I am here to tell you that after surveying some of the other guys that don't have women down here and don't have the family thing to worry about, I will tell you that they all were saying that they went over the top. So I felt very good about that, that I didn't feel like I was, I said I can never do this again, because if they go like this, I can't roar with my my pals again. And they said, no, that was an outlier, that, that they don't do
okay.
that.
So that's good.
Because everybody apparently was in the same situation that I was in, which was waking up with crop circles in my eyes going, well, I think that you just have to wait it out with Rob
Ford. I do too. Yeah.
I don't think he's not your friend anymore. I think Rob Ford, after the, you know, the marriage thing, the glow dies down.
It's fresh. Yeah.
Even if you're living with a person for a long time, right around the wedding, you have to be on your best behavior.
The glow dies 6 months in, easy.
Then there are the wonderful stories like we've read as kickers, where you know the actual trouble starts as soon as the reception. Which is always fun, you know?
I love that.
And then she threw the vase at her groom, you know? That can be fun. But, you know, we've all watched the dynamic of Rob Ford, where he came in as a goofy baby Huey.
Right.
And now, you know, and grew in the job, helped you at Podcast Village, and is always funny on the show. And then, looks like it happy, but the,
come on.
And now he's moving along. I remember we were delighted at the, disaster that was his relationship early on. And then he hung in there
because he really
cares for this woman.
I guess your question at the beginning is like, what are the odds that this survives?
Yeah. Cause of the beginning.
That's a fair question.
Right.
But without COVID, I would have been in a different percentile. But with COVID in place, where he could have bailed on this 20 times a Sunday if he felt like he was being bullied into it.
Right.
Then he still went through with it. Then I think that...
You need more from him.
Yeah.
He ought to be a good friend to you. Hey, Rob Ford, this is Mike talking right now. Oscar's been a good man to you.
Right.
He's probably... I'd love to see the ledger. Okay? Oscar's not going to bring out the receipts. Okay? No. But I am... And I'm going to guarantee you.
Do a mental checklist. Yes, do it.
Do a mental checklist of how many times I got it. I bet it's often. And you know, you could be, just because your shiny and new relationship is so special right now, you could nurture our boy who's at that village at 8:30 at night, for the love of God.
Let me tell you this, Rob Ford. Don't quarantine your true feelings.
Right.
You need to be aware in these crazy times of what matters. And you know what?
Right.
Just because right now you're at home in your estate with your lovely wife doesn't mean you don't have a past, and it doesn't mean you don't have a future. And you need to look forward.
There is, Rob and I will be fine. It was just a little awkward last night. I would say that...
I think he's thoughtless.
I do too. And Oscar, you're not coming off as needy.
There's a lot to be said about... getting married and losing your friends.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen to multiple dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get married and it's over.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens. That's when it's usually very fast.
And yes.
It goes down like that. But I just think maybe when he comes back, if he comes back, and he doesn't, get a job at a computer store
This is the best.
He has a past in debt.
He's working from home, technically, so he's still employed.
All right. Okay.
What I would say is... what I don't want from Rob, and maybe because I expected just a different Rob, but God bless him. If we all grow up, I don't want to get the call where he's like, man, I can't, once the pandemic is over and we're all back in our spaces, and goes, I can't go to X, Y, and Z because, and it's something fun, not something for work.
Right.
And he says, what I heard, I would say 6 years ago from my friend Kenny, he said, I said, what are you doing? He goes, I don't know, man, I'm doing married.
There it is. And that's when you haven't,
Yeah.
That's when he hasn't been there, and he's happy.
Yeah.
You know, that's him saying, you know, he says he tries to poo-poo it, but he's being happy.
I don't like to do this, but I have to quote Will Ferrell here. He said, we went to the Olive Garden. It was lovely.
It was lovely.
And that's what being married is sometimes. That's your married ass right there.
It doesn't have to be, though. It doesn't have to be.
No, but it can be.
All right, I'm reasonably sure someone just landed a private plane outside of my house. I mean, like, I think a Cessna with a bad engine just
is it Todd?
But I heard that. Let me, on a related note, before we go to break.
Yes.
I would like to address the problem earlier in the week when I was complaining about the sound. I want to thank all the listeners that reached out to me. I got probably 15 to 20 emails about that. And, you know, some of you said that you could hear the sound perfectly. And some of you also said that you could hear the sound perfectly. That's right. If you're keeping track at home, no one, Bagel Zed, indicated that the sound was problematic. So you would think I would offer everybody that I was complaining about the sound to a heartfelt apology. No. I'm going to redirect my ire to the Apple Corporation for producing a thimble-sized speaker that doesn't work, or the apps don't work. Something didn't work. I turned on the show to watch my kid, and I couldn't hear anything. And I turned up the player, and I turned up my computer, and I couldn't hear anything. So I want to thank the 45 people who said, Mike, you're a dip-ass. I didn't hear anything wrong. Perhaps it's your hearing. Perhaps you need that. I want to say, you know, you got to admit when you're wrong. You got to go with the flow. Otherwise, you're president of the United States, and I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
So
that behavior is never rewarded.
I was wrong, and obviously, I mean, it just I didn't get one. I would have just one. All it takes for me is one. By the way, you're absolutely right. I turned it on. That's the one I was looking for.
Right.
I'm not like I'm doing a deep search on it. Well, it's going to be on my personal messages. Yeah. That's what I asked. Just one of those. Didn't get them. Got tons of them saying it's great. I even went back and the one guy, I even went back and listened 6 months ago and it was great. So I should be happy about that. But you don't know me if you think I'm going to be happy about that.
DGH, yes. Mike.
Sometimes the success of the business, you know, counters my enormous ego. So to all those people,
bye.
To that sent that to me. Thank you. Now we can start the goddamn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm feeling good about where we stand now with our cast. I think that the elements, as Dr. Watson said to Sherlock, are coming together, sir. Alan Pearl. Interesting. How do these people, where do they come from? You know, sure, I'd seen him around. It would never have occurred to me to walk up to the dentist and say, you know, are you interested in this? But I was shopping for my wife, Bonnie. I buy most of her clothes. And Mrs. Pearl was in the same shop. And it just was an accident. You know, we started talking about pantyhose. She was saying, whatever, that's not the point of the story, but what the point is, was that through this accidental meeting, it's like, you know, it's like a Hitchcock movie where, you know, you're thrown into a rubber bag and put in the trunk of a car. You find people. You find them. Something. Is it karma? Maybe. But we found him. That's the important thing. And I got Bonnie a wonderful pantsuit.
I love to make people laugh, and I've been doing it since, you know, school. People ask me, were you must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him and saw how he made people laugh. There's a thing that I think I got an entertaining bug. My father, bless him, brought me into the business. This was his dental practice, and I joke with my wife. That's when the money started rolling in. brave making more wampum to buy pelts. One happy squaw in wigwam, happy as mongoose. That is, of course, from Johnny Carson, who one of my heroes in a very funny bit.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Eugene Levy captures something that is hard to capture, and that is a non-funny person thinking that they're funny.
Exactly.
Which Dr. we've all Alan experienced. Pearl.
That is, of course, Johnny Carson, a very funny man.
I sat next to the class clown and I studied him. That is,
you
I
must
forgot.
Have been the class clown. No, I wasn't.
That is a funny movie. That is that Waiting for Guffman?
That's
is
Waiting
that
what for that Guffman,
is?
Yeah.
Mm. If you've never watched that movie, check it out. It's Christopher Guest and Eugene Levy and a lot of those Second
those
City people.
Those
fantastic.
People. Fantastic.
Yeah. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, all the way from Lawrence, West Virginia, Starbrook, Washington, Blue Earth, Minnesota, Clancy, Montana, Condom, France, and Tamuning, Guam. Is that the capital of Guam?
I don't know, but I will find out. I'm not big
Maybe
on
a
my
small
Guam
town in
geography.
Guam.
Yeah.
Guam. Anyway, the show today brought to you by Cornerstone. As things slowly start to reopen, we are seeing signs of stabilization in the housing and mortgage market. It's more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust, and I trust the team at Cornerstone First Financial. I was doing commercials for Cornerstone First Financial because they actually are associated with our show going way back.
Mm-hmm.
They have had a lot of success thanks to our wonderful listeners with Cornerstone First Financial. But I finally had the opportunity when I moved out of my old house down here in Florida to use them to start the mortgage process. And they were as good as I have been telling you all along. They're fantastic and they're professionals, but they really, really care. And in so many things these days, you deal with businesses where you feel like you're a number. This is the personal touch. If you don't want to deal with the massive banks and the people that treat you like you're a phone number and not a human being, I really have to tell you from the bottom of my heart, try Cornerstone First Financial. They have all the things that you require of a massive company, but they have the personal touch as well. They have a low rate guarantee. The fact that they're a lender and a broker allows them to have all the programs available. A retail bank can't even do that. Call Mark Livingstone. It's Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Interest rates on 30-year fixed loans have fallen to the twos. The twos.
Ooh. Two.
Ooh. That is wonderful money when you're talking about a refi or a mortgage. Cornerstone First will put your home's value to work for you. Cornerstone First will be there, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Right now, in these difficult times, people need money for a variety of reasons. This might be a time for you to refinance your house. Call Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. I love those people. They're wonderful, and they deserve all the credit we give them, and not just because they're an advertiser, because we like them, and they're right downstairs.
Hell
Rob
yeah.
goes down and meets with the people almost
them.
On a weekly basis. They are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, I have to
Mike,
speak.
The capital
yes.
of Guam is Hagatna.
Hagatna.
Yeah.
Hagatna. Hagatna. Hagatna.
And the largest city is Didido.
Didido.
Didido, Guam. Okay. That's right. So that's where we are in Guam.
So the new thing that when Oscar accused me earlier in the week of being a monster that I am doing right now is
That was off air. No one
well,
knows.
It can be on or off. Doesn't matter. I'll share it.
I said this week you've been.
I've been in a mood. I've been yeah. in a mood. Yes. I've been yes. in a mood.
Sometimes the lines are blurred.
Mrs. O'Mara would say if she was here, she's out on a jog with our son. He's in a stroller watching a video because he's in fine shape. He has a pull-up bar, you know.
Oh,
did I
good.
Tell you that?
That's
get a little yeah. pull-up bar that he likes to do. But anyway, I digress. Mrs. O'Mara would corroborate the mood I've been in with this intermittent fasting thing that we're doing right now. The intermittent fasting involves 18 and 6. So you have a 6-hour window to consume
food. Oh, I thought it was
food.
Carla and Michael's age.
No, no, I'm sorry. That is not correct. Okay. That is not correct. By God, Rob, she's going to be 40 soon.
Don't you, you mustn't say this. They don't care for that, women.
I know.
Don't discuss their age. I'm sorry.
It's all right. She's lovely. She's beautiful.
She's well, she gorgeous.
25.
Shouldn't talk
By the way, we're in the grocery store the other day. My son says, Dad, I like you being an older dad and mom being a younger mom. That's what he said to me. That's what he said.
What did you say to him? That's how you should do it, son. Take notes.
Shut up and get in the cart. Anyway, no.
And then he said, cookies, right?
Cookies? Well, we were at the cookies. We were at the cookie place. Yeah. Anyway, that's another show. So the intermittent fasting is, I read about it and kind of talked to Carla about it. Carla, of course, because she's into nutrition and health and skin and beauty and all that, does this super deep dive. So
right.
I thought it was 16 hours on, 8 hours with your little food window, which was
okay.
Really manageable. Carla says to me, no, you're not doing it. You have to do a clean fast for 18 hours a day, and then your window is 6 hours. So that's what it is. So it's am I doing,
the math
right?
Yeah, 16. That's
horrifying.
It adds to 24, but in a most horrific way.
No, it's not horrific. Like right now, I feel occasionally a little loopy, but
right.
Other than that, it's what
when
I'm doing.
When does the warden let you eat?
Yeah, what is the six hours start?
Today, my 6 hours will start at 11 a.m. today.
And you can my eat last anything meal, you want?
Not necessarily. The way to do it,
I'm never full. Never full.
But I always thought fasting was you fast for days, right?
Right.
You do the fast like the Todd Moore with the bone broth.
Yes.
I'll say. By the way, Todd, and I still love following. Thank you.
I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 fine.
He says
I spoke to Todd actually this very week. He will be joining us a week from Friday for our cocktail party.
Oh, nice.
Todd, what?
Yes. He was averse to the early starts. So he said, do you have any evening shows coming up?
And did I said, he really say that?
Yeah. And I said, we'll have you in for a portion of the cocktail party. I think that would be nice.
Oh, God.
And I think if you think about it, it's probably a pretty wise choice.
I don't think he has early mornings anymore.
Well, I just wanted to say, Todd, I love the picture of the spear gun. that's terrific.
Yeah,
I suppose it'll be now my mind's going.
You got a lot of time to prep for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said,
I could prep for it. I could go to Tibet and go into a monastery for 10 months and I wouldn't be prepared for it. With your wife and Todd Moore in the same cocktail party situation with both of them drinking.
I'll send her on an errand for that.
A lot of flirting.
Yeah. No, you don't need to send her on an errand, and you can't send her on an errand. She's in your home. So we'll make do. It's going to be all right, folks. It's a week from Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The TMOS cocktail party with Todd Moore dropping by.
Yeah, I said to Todd, Mike saw your video of you on your boat. He said, did he like it?
Yeah.
So he loved it.
All right. We'll have to we'll probably discuss some goggles. Oh my God. So intermittent fasting is it's on off, but no, you try to eat healthy. But yes, if you want to have a moment, the way my wife explained it to me, and by the way, feel free, naysayers, to give me correct all my mistakes I make.
Right.
I have not done the deep dive. I'm just doing what I'm told. I'm clean fasting. I'm clean fasting during the 18 hours to the point of I have some little probiotic gummies that I eat every day to get the plumbing working.
Sure.
I don't eat those. I literally do not eat it. I drink unsweetened tea.
Right.
Pure water.
Water.
That's it for 18 hours. That's all that comes into my body. That's how I do it.
Now, I have a question because I'm sorry, Oscar.
No,
but
you're fine.
I usually don't eat breakfast until after the show because we're starting a little earlier now. I get up and I do it. But I find if I have a little something before the show, like some applesauce, a banana, something simple like that, I am hungrier.
A Heath bar.
Yeah. Heath bar crunch ice cream. A pint of Heath bar.
A pint of Heath bar crunch.
But I find
a bagel with preserves and butter.
Lots of a thick layer of cream cheese.
Stack just of a little something.
I find if I have a little something, I get hungrier than if I don't have anything. So is your body conditioning to where if you don't eat, you're okay, or is it still murderous?
It's tough to describe. I think it's affecting my mood more than it's affecting my willpower.
You don't say.
Okay. No. Be nice.
Because here's where the problem is. And this is where you get it here, which is really the last few hours.
I would say that Monday text to the team was pretty aggressive.
You mean the sound? The sound.
Yeah. And that was while you were eating. That was during the eating.
That was
window.
Later in the day. That was later in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was probably just like, why can't I get a snack from people? But anyway, so maybe that time. Well, Carly gets me during that time of day. Here's what the problem is. You have to prepare because the window closes, at least this week, at about 5:00.
Yeah.
And that's it. And Carla is a taskmaster. She is an effing prison guard when it comes to that time. Nope. You can't have it. I'm talking about putting the flavoring in a drink. All right. I'm talking about putting a little Mio in a drink. You know?
Oh, solo Mio.
What do you do on the links? Can you eat on the, when you're golfing? I imagine you're burning calories. You get hungry.
Yesterday was the first day that I brought out because we were taping earlier.
That's right.
And I wasn't going to be breaking the fast, or breaking fast, as they say, until I was out in the middle of it, and I brought a couple of Sammies with me.
Okay.
And popped them open.
Big turkey leg.
No, here it is.
You brought one for me too. Thanks, Omera.
This is
one of the days this week
because even though the hunger is not necessarily there.
Right.
Oh, Pony Boy Matt Bloom writes.
Yes.
Yeah, I usually have to take these right away. Let me see what he said. Saturday is treat day. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pony. Skinny Pony. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
when
that.
When is treat day?
There is no treat day.
Oh, okay.
It is not.
At the
I
wake.
Am still eliminating sugar in that. You're trying to do that. However, treat day will be tomorrow. Treat day. Because during the window, we are going to have some really good food and a couple of alcoholic beverages.
Got it.
But then once the window is closed, that's it. And we're going to be doing the fasting period is going to be later so that we break fast at about 2:00 in order to have a nice evening with a couple of drinks.
You're going
to
have alcohol during this fast?
How are you going to stop yourself from not going past the breaking point? I don't know. Thank you for identifying the one fear that I have where I'm going
he's going to be fine because you can do it enough in 6 hours. You can drink enough in 6 hours. Just apply yourself and be done at 8.
And pass out till the next morning.
That's right.
But I think that
fast when you're hungover because you're not hungry.
Hunger,
is that why we the have the schedule kind of adjustment?
No. The schedule.
I'll be
the schedule
out,
adjustment
gentlemen.
Is for things I got going on down here has okay, nothing good. To do with the fact. But I will. So the answer to your question is I don't feel that need that much. It's so that on that level, it's not good. The willpower level. I've certainly had tougher times on other programs.
Okay.
You know, the low fat diet, for example, which Rob and I have probably experienced. The low fat diet.
Yep.
You turn into a wild animal. You were thinking about food 24/7 on a low-fat diet.
You are.
That's why we all came out with low-fat, low-fat. Oh, these snack wells are really, really tasty. Can I eat 758 of them right now in one sitting? But this
it was a golden era for plumbers, Mike.
Yeah, I eat differently now, and I don't know where I am. In fact, because I'm not touching the scale, I'm not going near it. I'm not trying to see it. But I think the willpower thing is okay. The mood thing might be a little bit, because I looked at Carla last night, and I looked at her, and I said, I just feel extraordinarily depressed, you know?
Wow.
And that's what it
and
was.
And I think it'll
but
regulate,
I think
but also,
too.
That did she look at you and say, me too?
She said that 8 years ago.
Right. Right.
But Mike, also, it's probably hand in hand, both the diet before your mood regulates. And also, remember, America is at its most depressed state that it's been in the past 100 years.
Yeah, it's normal.
I get pretty overwhelmed. I try to avoid it as often as I can.
Yeah.
Did a good job with that last night. You know, where I avoided a lot of the news coverage that I watch, and I got a taste of it this morning, but it's toxic, everywhere
it's
you go.
Toxic.
It's horrible.
It's very, very toxic. As a matter of fact, it's toxic. And I'll wrap this up and then dovetail into the mask story that I have from yesterday down here in the land of we don't give an S. Let's do that. When we come back, I'll tell you about why it's important when you're eating this way to make sure that when that dinner hour is coming, you're not up against it, so you have to rush it.
Right.
and you're not getting a plate of what amounts to really dog food from the grocery store.
So, Mike, when you're preparing for dinner, it's like an episode of the show 24, isn't it?
We don't have time. We don't have time. You can't put that in the oven. We're running out of time. So goddamn true. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Always searching.
About talking to the boys of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Paul.
You know, a sit down, a face to face. Well, now you can with the TMOS Talking Heads. It's a live video call with Mike, Rob, Oscar, and you. So email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Tell him why you're worthy of being on the show, and you just might be one of the lucky ones to appear on the next TMOS Talking Heads segment. Now let's get back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Already in progress.
So, have you lined up a good one for tomorrow? Have you
Actually,
lined up
yeah.
a? All right,
Ooh,
that's good.
Good guy.
You know, I have a previously scheduled rhinoplasty that I'll be getting tomorrow. But
we
Oscar
look forward
and,
to it.
Yeah. Rob will be here alone. So maybe you could, you know, depending on how the person does, maybe they can get a second segment.
Ooh,
we shall see.
No promises, Mike. You got to bring your A game.
It's your call. I don't want to force anything on you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Crash diets, always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. Noom is great. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom is not a diet. It is a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. And it's got a great food database.
Yes.
By the way, Carla doing this intermittent fasting, still using the Noom food database to count what she's putting in her body. It's ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home because it's online and you can get in touch with these people that help you. Everybody loves it. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. Wow. You don't have to change it all in one day with Noom. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That is Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And we want to thank everybody at Noom for doing a great
Love
job.
It.
What's so great about Noom, it works hand in hand with almost any diet plan. It's like a booster.
It does. Including the fasting thing that we're talking about. That works too. So getting back to this, here's the important thing. You can't be, because dinner is kind of an important thing on this, because that is your, you know, one of your main meals that
Keystone
you have on
meal,
this.
Right.
And if it's right up against it, and your wife has been very, very busy working, and she says, I'll take care of dinner, and you're excited about that, and she goes to the grocery store. First of all, I'm in a week where prepared foods from grocery stores, I've just about had it, all right? You're talking about basically something that's sitting out there in the deli counter all day long. You've seen the food at grocery stores, right? It's just the prepared food is just kind of meh. And for two nights in a row, I have experienced this. One my wife brought into the house, which was when I said, what is this? As I pointed at the meat that was shredded on my plate. I said, what is this? And she said, gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know. I said, so the care and precision that you selected this to-go meal, you can't even identify the meat. So we're going to go with possum.
Okay.
That's what I was eating
possum works.
On Tuesday night. Then last night, we decided to go.
Did it at least taste like chicken?
It did not taste like anything I could. I, to this day, could not identify. It was probably either pork or beef. And then the vegetables that were, it was like one of those little plastic containers.
Sure, I understand.
That you have. And by the way, because we were out of Freshly, which is a great, great product.
Marvelous.
Where you, what you see is what you get with Freshly. And I'm looking at this, and I ate it, and she said, how was it? And I didn't want to, you know, do it at that particular time, but every fiber of my soul wanted to say, it was dog food. This was dog food. Mm. You might just put kibbles and bits on a plate. So that was the first.
I'll show him dog food!
It was not good. So last night, we go down to the Fresh Market. You've probably heard of that place.
Of course.
It's an upscale grocery store that they have around the country. We decide to roll in to Fresh Market to pick up their prepared foods. And we'll get to that in a second. Because I picked out, hand-picked my food. I hand-picked it, all right, for my Good Eats. And I look at this food. And I got that home, and I realized, no, it doesn't matter. Split chicken breasts on the bone that really, you know, I could have played handball with them.
Oh, they were, no.
No, it was disgusting. It was horrible. And I said, that turmeric and cauliflower, roasted cauliflower, looks really, really good. And I should have known that when we put it in the car for the drive home, it smelled like, seriously, a St. Bernard had farted in my car. It was disgusting.
This is
food.
Our beautiful St. Bernard fart sauce.
So, two nights in a row, two mistakes. Not good, because because as soon as that whistle goes, you know, as soon as the 5 o'clock, o'clock, no more food. And the last thing that's touched your tonsils is some fecal cauliflower.
No.
It's not
a
good thing.
Terrible.
So, it's just a little note. Prepare, plan, enjoy. Right. It makes it easier. That's what I would look to with that. Now, regarding this Fresh Market, we get to the Fresh Market. We're in the car, three of us, put on our masks down here. By the way, Florida doing a great job with the. Let me see if I've got a sound effect that will describe the number of cases in the last 2-3 days in Florida. Oh, that's right, explosion! Thank you. Anyway, it's scary down here. It's very scary down here.
I don't understand it. Don't understand with your governor. I just don't understand. It doesn't add up.
Isn't it weird that DeSantis?
Isn't it weird that tests are readily available now? For God willing, if you're in at least near a major metropolitan city,
sure.
And those numbers aren't going up, but Florida's is. And
kaboom.
Arizona's and Texas.
Kaboom, kaboom. I won't even open it up. I haven't looked at it today. So I won't even open up the dashboard from the lady that got fired that tells gives us the true information. Yeah. Oh, she's lying. She's probably stretching that.
Why is there no shame train? Make it sound better than it is. Make it sound better than it is. You know why those people are dying? Those people are dying because they don't want Donald Trump to be elected.
Right. Anyway, that's kind of the mindset we have.
I saw something yesterday. A lady wrote on Facebook. She says, guess who doesn't wear a mask and guess who isn't sick? And I'm like, guess
Are
who's
you
getting blocked?
Me?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I stare at it and I wonder, I just like, why scream that you're stupid? Be stupid right. Quietly.
So don't the sign in front of the Fresh Market is sitting there, says, no one allowed without a mask. That's fine. Hey, that's kind of cool.
Perfect.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in the land of we don't give an S. I said, we have them on anyway. We're walking into the store, and everybody's got one, and we're going through our prepared dried out and over soggy food that we would eat later.
It's a weird combination to be dried out and soggy.
And everybody, and I remember noticing the sign, and then I looked to my right. I take Michael over to the bakery area to get him some cookies, and that's when he lays the line on me. Hey, I like having an older dad and having a younger mom. I said that was just so kind and
sweet.
And he does that periodically, which is a chip he's got. And then it's that moment that I look over, and that beautiful moment is ended when I look over and I see a girl that appears to be 18, 19 years old who is mask-free. Mm. And I remembered that the sign at the front of the door says, no one allowed without mask. And at this point, my mind starts to go. Because I, you know, contrary to what you may believe, I'm not always looking for conflict. I'm really not always looking for it. And I just didn't have it in me. You know, we're in the middle of this thing that I'm doing dietetically, and I just didn't feel like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, for whatever reason, she walks by once, then twice, and she's all over the place. They're kind of like, oh.
Wait,
open mouth, by the way.
Of course. People actively trying to like give you a little distance.
Oh, no. She was like, she looked like maybe she could have been cast really as one of the girls on the porch in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when they go to the movie ranch. she had that. No, she just had enough of that look where there's a little fear factor, just a tiny one.
Danger.
And then finally, but because she's coming by so many times, the first thing I do is look for anybody in authority. Well, it's a grocery store. And the guy in authority is, you know, taking a dump in the back, which is where they always are. Where do managers go, Rob? In a grocery store?
They're off.
They're never around, right?
They're never in the office. You know, there was a code at my mom's Safeway for many years. His name was Pete. He was the manager, and he was a really great guy. But he was a guy that would hide in the back of the store. And whenever the district manager came in, every employee was to know that if the district manager came in, you would pick up the intercom and go, boom, 65 cents, 65 cents. And that was the code that he was going to get up and he would be like, oh, there you are. I've been walking the aisles, of course.
Walking the aisles, supervising my employees. There's nobody around.
No, they hide. They absolutely hide. The front end, the person who runs a grocery store
65 cents.
Is essentially the person in the front office that is like the teller. That's the person who runs it.
This young lady, and I use the term loosely, is wearing an overall shorts combo. Mm. You know, the denim overalls with one of the shoulder straps hanging down and like a t-shirt underneath.
Yeah.
And then some sort of didn't really process it that way. And about the fourth time she comes by, floating around the prepared food area, I look over and I was almost going to say something. And then I look down. And she reaches her hand down, and she's digging in her crotch. I don't know. I don't know if she's scratching or she is adjusting this kind of odd overalls
will
ride
up on you. They will get you.
And I'm like, and that's when I got 1,000% squeaky from. Coming up at me, where I just felt as though something was up with this lady.
Give me a percentage. And we had a brief conversation before the show, but I didn't get an answer. What is the percentage of people that if you walk into a store, let's say a Target, not the Fresh Market, Target, that are wearing masks?
A little more mainstream, yeah.
I'd really rather use the grocery store chain Publix, which is the main grocery store down here.
Fair enough.
I'd say 30% of people are wearing masks.
Okay. That is terrifying.
And they also, where they have the one-way aisles in the grocery stores that they
directionality,
do.
Directionality,
The people that don't wear masks disregard that as well. I told you the guy that I said, I don't give an ass. That was how he responded to me. Yeah.
And he loves it.
Like that.
He loves it.
They're the Cocoonville Social Club down here. Thank God. We go to the parking lot to settle the bed of the day. And yesterday, I'm off. And hand my little money. And if I receive money, which I haven't lately, I sanitize immediately and I'm off.
Yes.
And that's it. And anything handed to me, I sanitize.
But is your clubhouse open?
Clubhouse is open, including what I would describe as the tiny little card room, which is shoulder to shoulder in there. And I have not been in that room. I have been on the patio. I have not been out there. I like being outside.
Yeah.
And we were scheduling a dinner to go out for my birthday on Monday. But we are not doing that because it's gotten crazy. And we're back to that thing where you look out for your own. And for that girl that was standing in with her mouth agape.
Right.
And it really looked like if I had said something to her, she was, sorry, I guess I'll do better next time. And then I would have walked to my car, put my wife and kid in the car, and I would have been stabbed 14 times.
Yes.
That's how that's the vibe that I got.
It's the sun. The sun will get you.
It's weird.
However, I do wish her the best. I hope she finds some prepared food in her pants.
In her pants, yeah. But it was okay.
Was she stuffing, food in her pants?
No, she was just, was down there pulling some material out from where we don't speak. And shortly thereafter, we were in the car and I got home and had my dried chicken breast and my cauliflower that smelled like something a cadaver dog would hit on. You know, that it was so foul. And I don't know how you get broccoli that, not broccoli, it was cauliflower.
Right.
Cauliflower, the white broccoli. I'm not being racial at all. But boy, it sucked. And I got to prepare better tonight. Okay. There will be tonight's dinner. There will be a Mexican seasoning of some kind in my body tonight.
Oh, yes,
all right. Siri. Amen. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Movie review time with Rob Spiewak right after this.
Oh, good. Can't you hear the thunder?
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
I love Thank the you. Laugh.
That's wonderful. By the way, that guy is Robert Wood.
Exactly.
And Robert Wood, I know who he is now, and we communicate regularly, and he said some very nice things about my son. Robert Wood, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're a very nice man, and you're no longer that guy to me. You're now Robert Wood, but your voice still drives me out of my mind. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can, but what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Well, anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand. Skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. So you can stay hunkered down. And as if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services. That's
Love
new.
That. So
with
cool.
discount rates up to 62%. And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first-class stamp, not too shabby. Stamps.com is the best. They've had a relationship with us for a long time, and we appreciate it, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. All right, now I think we've all been doing some TV viewing. We all have some recos. I got one. I know, Rob, you got a couple. I know both of you watched one.
Yes.
I really want to start with The King of Staten Island, the Pete Davidson movie. I hope it's good, but I didn't get that vibe from either one of you. So
you know,
you
it's
both
funny.
Watched that, right?
Can I lead, Oscar? And then
please,
you can counterpoint.
Oh, we still like when we dance.
let me lead. We spoke, I believe, on Monday of this week, or later last week, that Pete Davidson, when he's been promoting this, has come off as very likable and sort of a good guy and sort of exceeding his limited presentation that he puts on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, limited.
He
would be
was
good.
Not.
That would be a good way to describe it.
He is not likable enough in this movie to make it work for me. Because, I mean, it's a sad sack story about a guy who's lost his father trying to make his way in the world. He's sort of a loser. And
yeah, by the way, if you don't know the story about Pete Davidson actually lost his father
in real life
in the 9/11. World Trade Center attack. I mean, it's a tragedy.
That is not highlighted in the movie, though. Like, until the very end, he does lose his father, but it's not. They don't mention it's 9/11. It's just it's a local fire.
It's a local fire and he's known as a hero in the business, in the firefighting business, and that's sort of and that hangs over him. The performances are good. There are some funny moments. He's likable, but he's not quite likable enough for me to really get invested in the character. I mean, I thought it was okay, but I bailed. And it's also very long, well over 2 hours. I bailed after about 90 minutes.
Wow, so you hated it. Okay, all right. So that's a pan.
I watched the entire thing.
Okay.
I'll give you that. for me, okay, it'd be tough for me to be honest about this movie. I probably would have received it in a different manner if we weren't going through what I think is appropriate, this a civil rights and Black Lives Matter, I would say, unrest and clarity and moment of awakening in this country.
Right.
So when I watch this movie through a separate lens, I don't really think about Pete Davidson. I'm still wrapped up in, like, this guy has a lot of opportunities afforded to him. So that's the lens I'm looking it through. So it's kind of hard to buy.
Okay, that's interesting.
So it's hard to buy into this.
Poor, pitiful him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think that really worked against him through my view, where I was like, oh, like, and I actually felt
like
bad.
He's a brat.
I felt bad for Pete Davidson because no one could have seen this coming, and then his movie coming out during this time.
Right.
I actually felt like studios should have been a little more open to the idea of just pushing it, because you would have had, I think, a more open audience to it.
This is such a great double-fisted pan that's avoiding me even clicking on that.
No, I will say this.
There was great buzz about this film.
Bill Burr is a 10. A
lot of buzz.
Bill Burr is a 10.
Bill Burr is great. Marissa Tomei is great. And it has the feel of a big-budget motion picture. I felt like this could have definitely been released to theaters. But on Netflix, it diminishes it a little bit in scope. And I was not drawn to it. I wanted to like it.
Is the movie The King of Staten Island, is he making an effort to be unlikable like Adam Sandler did in Uncut Gems?
No. As a matter of fact, he has a great transformation in the second act where he starts helping out. Bill Burr is dating his mother, and so he starts helping out Bill Burr's kids, and that's a very likable Adam Sandler type trope where, you know, he can relate to kindergartners and kids. And even that kind of rings a little shallow, like formulaic to me.
But really the current political landscape, that's what really took me away from it. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Like, I can't buy into you right now. Like, there's more important things going on.
About your life.
Yeah.
Okay. That's and it. You know well, what? Probably subliminally, that probably worked against it for me, too. But I didn't have the clarity to think of it.
Also, it's kind of tough to, from a male perspective, and if I'm really getting shallow here, I'll say it. He has such a body count for, like, just the most beautiful women in the world.
It's tough for a guy not to look at her and go, what, like, the hell?
Really?
What kind of gift of
you're
BS?
That
by
tortured.
The way, you know what? When you're talking about three guys with personalities, you know, where you're throwing it all out there, trying to be funny, trying to be intellectual, and then you get, I'm cool guy. Yeah, I don't care. If you want to know what Pete Davidson's act is with women, I know this. I'm 60. I'm going to be 61 years old. I know that drill. We've seen that drill since we were kids. The drill of the guy that, you know, you throw the rock and you turn away. I don't care. Click, grunt, click, grunt, click, grunt. And women melt for that when a guy acts like he doesn't give an S. And by the way, I asked
Julia last night because we watched it together, me and Carrie and Julia. And I said, by the way, is he like cute? And she says, yeah, I was texting with my friends about him. He is.
I said, there it is. Bastard.
Wait. Maddie.
Yes.
Your thoughts.
Yeah, well, Pete Davidson.
Okay, you might have to censor this.
Okay.
But the phrase big dick energy came from Pete Davidson.
Maddie's like the pinch hitter that comes off the bench with her second like double decker home run. Oh God, hit it! I had something. I'm not even telling you about my movie. It came from Pete Davidson. There it is.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Not only has that phrase never been said on this show has never had that.
Not only, we're going to be getting four cameras in here in a second. This is happening. We'll take a break. And, Maddie, I don't think you're going to even appreciate till later in the day how much your stock is rising on this show
right now.
Glad. People are going to go crazy. We will take a break. This comes out of nowhere.
Ta-da!
You know, three schlubs that's flapping their gums for a whole show. She comes in, you know, nanosecond. Hard run! Go! Yeah, right. We'll take a break and be back with news you may not need, which will be very dull after that on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good tease.
Attention, shoppers. Following CDC guidelines, please allow 6 feet between you and other shoppers. This means two shopping carts away from each other, or two golden retrievers standing nose to tail, or 1.5 times the size of the late actor Hervé Villechaize. Please follow the arrows down each aisle, or Dirk will call the manager, and it will get ugly. Masks are recommended because breathing is optional, and I shouldn't have to tell you to wash your hands. They're disgusting, you filthy pig. Screw all that crap. Shop the TMOS Shopping Center at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get what you want through Walmart and Target and have it delivered to your door. It's great if you hate people, and it's social distancing at its best. And change your underwear this week for sakes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Talking Heads. Did you know tomorrow is Friday? Of course you did, because you're smart. You even own a calendar, you big thinker. You. Well, tomorrow we have another episode of our new feature, the TMOS Talking Head. Have you modified it now? Have you, Mike, changed what you wanted to do?
Sometimes I just change one letter and it makes it more magical for me. Don't you want to be the talking head?
Have you selected the talking head yet?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he texted me during the show right now. Yeah.
All right, very good. It's big fun. We're going to do it tomorrow. It's very exciting. Just send an email to rob@mikeomaraShow.com with a few words about yourself and all of your contact info. And, same as it ever was, we're going to have a TMOS talking head. And you may be hearing from us. Let us know. We look forward to seeing you. Now get busy. We want your head to talk on the TMOS Talking Head. News. Tomorrow it's the Talking Head.
Yeah, make the head talk, Mike.
I'm changing it. We're doing that from here on out. It's the TMOS Talking Head. Turn that down, Mike.
All right, Mike.
All right, whatever.
All right.
Hit the other thing. Okay, here we go. All right. Nice. You know, Oscar, I think you mentioned briefly that there is so much going on right now with racial sensitivity, and this is what's happening for the better. I really hope that this continues, that this momentum continues and continues. Aunt Jemima has been a huge name in pancakes and syrup for 130 years. But that is coming to an end. Yesterday, Quaker Foods announced that they are scrapping the name and image because its origins were based on a racist stereotype. Mm. You think? This is the stuff that we, as white America, have looked at for decades and decades.
This is so overdue. This is so overdue.
And not even processed it. Yeah. With nary a thought to how it might impact people of other races. This is good. Aunt Jemima, by the way, if you're young, she is a black woman who was originally dressed as a minstrel character.
Mm-hmm.
Her likeness was based on an actual woman named Nancy Green, who was born into slavery. Her image has changed over time, and they previously removed her mammy kerchief, which nodded back to the days of slavery. Mm-hmm. The company said, quote, "As we work to make progress toward racial equality through several initiatives, we also must take a hard look at our portfolio of brands and ensure they reflect our values and meet our consumers' expectations." That's corporate speak for this is long overdue.
Hell yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
The change will take some time, but Aunt Jemima will be gone by the end of the year. There's no word yet on the new name, but don't be surprised if they spin it into a marketing thing where they let America vote on the branding. I hope they just let it go away.
I do too.
You know,
I think anytime
you don't get any benefit out of this. You're making reparations.
You need to hire a Fabio, I can't believe it's not syrup. You know, type of situation.
But if they have any relationship,
get that right out to the people. Yes,
if they have any relationship to the previous branding, it's just the same as modifying the character.
Did you know that Fabio was fired twice from the I can't believe it's not butter campaign, and they had to hire him back as sales went down?
Really?
Yes.
Why did they fire him? Because he was a dick?
No, because he wanted more money, but he knew how much money they were making. Like, he was, Mike, that was a 20, if not a 28, 27 year campaign. It's in the high 20s. And every time they let him go.
By the way, we're knowing now as I read everything, it was so good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not good for you?
No, it's horrible. No, it's worse than getting hit by a bird when you're riding a roller coaster, which is my favorite Fabio story. When he was debuting, I believe it was Apollo's Chariot at Busch Gardens, and they had him in the front, and he...
Yeah.
Flew right into a bird.
The bird died.
The bird.
The bird.
Get it out of his hair. Anyway, this Aunt Jemima news is coming during a time of widespread protests over racial inequality and injustice. A lot of people have been attacking racism everywhere. And a singer named Kirby recently went viral with her attack on Aunt Jemima. Yesterday, scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson, brilliant man, said, quote, "It's not that Aunt Jemima was a symbol of a racist past. She was the very embodiment of a racist past. Mm-hmm. She will not be missed by anyone who knew that. I agree with him there. Of course, Aunt Jemima isn't the only brand with a controversial stereotype. There's also Uncle Ben's Rice, Mrs. Butterworth's Syrups, and Cream of Wheat. They're still around for now, but their days may be numbered. Just hours after Quaker's announcement, Mars, Inc., which owns Uncle Ben, said, quote, "Now is the right time to evaluate the Uncle Ben's brand. We don't know yet what the exact changes in timing will be, but we are evaluating all possibilities. Get on it,
what about,
Mars."
What about Tio Ben?
What's Tio Ben?
Tio Ben.
Tio Ben. No. It's just shifting it from one people to another people.
Just, you know,
that's right.
Conagra, which makes Mrs. Butterworth, said it would conduct a complete brand and packaging review. Quote, "We can see that our packaging may be interpreted in a way that's wholly inconsistent with our values." They're going to change. They're going to get rid of them. You can tell. That's what they're saying. Good. The company that makes Cream of Wheat porridge also said they're... It's funny they call it porridge.
You know, Mike,
porridge.
That might be the first time we've used the word porridge in 10 years on this show.
Porridge.
Porridge.
They said they're initiating an immediate review of the brand packaging, which features a smiling black chef. Their mascot was previously a black man named Rastus, which has been considered an offensive term for black men. Mm. So I share that with you because I think it's time. It's saying, and especially in these times, we need to rise up, right-thinking people, to say, this is not cool.
Yep.
You don't just let that lie out there with branding. I mean, it matters to people. It doesn't matter as much to you if you are, a white guy, but it matters to people of color that have seen these stereotypes permeate culture for decades.
And good for the people that launched the press release. And it was right before we did the show yesterday about Aunt Jemima, because if they don't do that, it doesn't set this major shift into motion.
Yeah, look at the dominoes falling with this. This is amazing.
This happened in 24 fantastic. Hours. Happened in it's 24 great. Hours.
Why did you laugh when I said that?
Because it's I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at it. It took so many years.
It's silly.
For someone to be
silly
like,
how much,
whoa,
yeah. But it shows bad. What... But isn't that a manifestation of what we as a society are?
Well,
that's why it's taken it, because everybody looked the other way.
Said,
right, this is a big deal.
I think maybe... 3 weeks ago when I finally took a stand and I said, look, this is not about politics. It's about inclusion. It's about reality. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. Right.
You don't get it. So, sorry. Step off.
For me, it's one of these, it's just another stepping stone to say, like, yes, thank you. But there's so much, we have so much further to row within this.
We have so much further to row. And there are tons of people in this country that will hear a story like this. They go, oh, are you kidding me? Really? Because you're too stupid to understand. I'm sorry. That's the fact of the matter.
Right.
That it's called empathy.
Yeah.
Understand how that's perceived by other people. That's all you have to do. This is not a deep dive, folks. Not right now. And there will be other things that are a deeper dive. That are a deeper dive.
But this is where it starts. And it's something that should have happened 50, 60, 70 years ago. And keep in mind, one company makes one change. And in 24 hours... four companies change. So these are baby steps that are going to cause big ripples that go out into this lake.
Yeah.
So we shall
these
see.
These are the people that are going to have a problem with this are the same people that post pictures of African Americans murdered by the police that have a rap sheet, that have had bad things happen in their past, because that's how they perceive it. If we can justify it by putting up a picture of the black man that was murdered and saying, you know what, he was booked for child abuse, then we can maybe justify police shooting. Nuh-uh.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Doesn't
still
work
a murder.
Like that.
It's not a one-to-one.
It doesn't work like that. The issue of the day is the moment in time when they did what they did and whether they had to. And they didn't. Period.
Agreed.
As Oscar said, if you don't get it, you're not along for the ride. Step off.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Don't have time for you. That's all there is to it. I'm not going to vilify you.
No.
We're not going to hunt you down and and spotlight you. But I have nothing to do with you. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Won't talk to you about it. That's all there is to it.
Agreed.
Denny's just announced that they're making something that is very special for Father's Day this year. This is a fine product, so much so that I printed it to show you.
Oh, good.
It's a bacon bouquet for Father's Day this year.
I love this.
Yes, that's a whole bunch of bacon wrapped in a paper like a bouquet of flowers. If you want to get one, you need to order $25 worth of food from Denny's. You can feed a whole office for
that's
that.
That's like a whole family.
on Postmates. You can do it tomorrow, Saturday or Sunday, and then you can come home with one of these babies.
Lovely. Oh, lovely.
Yummy.
Denny's has a great breakfast. I don't know if you guys are in or out.
May I recommend the Moons Over Miami? It's wonderful.
Wait, you were both talking at the same time. What's going on?
Denny's has a great breakfast. I do love it.
They do? And the Moons Over Miami? Wonderful sandwich.
Thank you very much. He wanted to get that in there. Moons Over Miami. Bacon bouquet. They'll throw one of the bouquets in for free when you order that kind of food.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Can't miss.
A new survey asked if popular board and card games are more about luck or skill. Chess, checkers, Scrabble, and poker got more votes for skill. Uno, blackjack, and Monopoly got more votes for luck. Trouble got more votes for she won't play it with anymore. And it with me anymore because I'm a monster.
Just one vote?
No more trouble.
Do you know what the record is right now? As of our last game?
Yeah.
15-2.
Wow. Oh, my God.
15-2.
However, Larry Michaels sent me a note last night.
She's a witch.
Larry Michaels said he thinks you can run the table.
Am I the only one? Yeah, that's right. And now a little something. The cop's in Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene.
Got a call after 3 a.m. on Monday about a 39-year-old guy named Brandon Lee Jackson. He allegedly attacked and robbed a man in a 7-Eleven parking lot. When the cops eventually tracked Brandon down, he had climbed to the top of a very tall railroad crossing sign and was just perched on top of this pole naked.
Oh.
And he wasn't moving. It was more than 12 hours before Brandon finally climbed down and tried to make a run for it. He climbed down from the pole, 12 hours sitting on top of it. A police dog got to him first, but Brandon put the dog in a headlock and punched it. Then the cops quickly caught up to him after that and arrested him on several charges, including making a railroad sign smell like ass.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Sir, you are guilty. So,
that's a very dumb kicker today. Sometimes you just say smell like ass and that's your kicker.
Love it.
Thank you very much. But it doesn't matter. Who's going to crawl up there and smell it? We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills.
Oh, no.
The Audio Vault on the Michael O'Meara Show. Coming up next. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
People love to socially distance from me. I accidentally flushed a tonsil. Don't get me started on lettuce. Nothing makes me angrier than pencil tip erasers. You can't trust Lee Trevino. Shop, shop, shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. Target and Walmart. Big bargains at TMOS.com. Buy it, baby. Be a helper. That's all.
That's all.
Thanks, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our Facebook stars. Stars, they're just like us. Dan Aykroyd watches Wheel of Fortune every night and loves to call out the answer when he solves a before and after.
Yes.
Tyler, the creator, loves to create in his backyard woodshop. And sources say that the United States President Donald Trump has retained counsel to look into the publishing of his niece Mary Trump's new book, Too Much and Never Enough. He has hired two prosecuting attorneys for any litigation, two copyright attorneys to look into a non-disclosure agreement, and one lawyer to read the book to him. But those are showbiz stars.
It was a long ride, Mike, but I had to get there.
You know what? The Bolton book is damning.
Yes.
But that book from the niece.
Can't wait.
Might have to buy that one. That's
You know, exciting. She has a PhD. She's a very, very smart
in
woman.
In psychology, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Frankly, I much prefer Facebook stars. So should you. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. Simply click the star, select how many stars you want to buy and give, and click and send. Boom. Instant gratification. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. So please, do it now. Shoot a few stars our way. Thank you. Be part of the Donation Nation. And if you have a niece called Mary, look out. It's coming there, boy. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today. This is Thursday, June 18th, 2020. Take it away, Rob.
South Australia, there is a bird called a sulfur-crusted cockatoo, and it looks a lot like the bird from Beretta. And I couldn't tell if this was a domestic or a wild one. I think it was a wild.
Beretta, by the way, for those of you that were born after 1929, is a television show featuring Robert Blake that was on in the 70s.
Right.
So,
killed his wife. That's how I know Robert.
Allegedly.
Blake. Right.
Allegedly, you caught up with that.
Prior to that, he had a television show with a white bird. It looks like a white parrot.
Yeah, and this juvenile silver-crested cockatoo is hungry, and this is the sound they make when they want to be fed. It reminded me of Mike during intermittent fasting.
Wow.
Feed that bird. Feed that bird. The name Alan Glover might not mean anything to you until I tell you who he is. He was the guy in Tiger King that was allegedly hired to kill Carol Baskin. You remember this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Alan Glover?
Yep. Scary dude.
He had a bad night.
Yeah.
He had a bad night.
Oh, but he was really, I mean, as soon as I saw him, before they even went down that road, I looked at him and said, he looks like he spent time in the joint and he is... He has one of the meanest faces I've ever seen.
Well, he's going to spend some more time in the joint after yesterday because he got picked up for a DUI. And the interview was captured on a body cam. And this guy is lit.
How much you had to drink?
Probably about two beers.
Two beers?
Yes.
Okay. About how long ago was your last drink?
Probably about an hour ago.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you're stone cold sober, and 10 being you'd be drunk and passed out in a ditch, where would you put yourself at?
1 to 10?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Well, that's not part of the scale. 1 to 10, where would you put yourself at?
I'm putting myself in a good place.
Good place. Okay.
Yes, sir.
But that's still not a part of the scale.
I'm not sure exactly where you want me to go with that.
All right. What's your name?
Alan.
Alan? Okay. You know your numbers pretty well?
No.
You don't know 1 through 4?
I got like a third grade education. No,
you know your ABCs then?
No.
You don't know your ABCs?
Not that well.
Okay. Do you feel you're safe to operate a vehicle tonight?
I was just sitting in a truck.
Well, I'm asking if you feel like you're safe to operate a vehicle.
No.
You don't feel that you're safe to do it?
No, sir.
All right. Well, I don't think so either. Sir, you're under arrest for actual physical control of a motor vehicle while intoxicated.
And you know why he's drunk? It's that bitch Carol Baskin. That's why. That's your magic audio vault.
Wow.
Have a great Thursday, everybody.
I was listening to that like a dog hearing a high-pitched whistle. Just listening to what he
said
was
on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? He's in a good place.
Right. I have a third grade education. That's pretty good.
Well, he was trying to get out of the ABCs and the numbers.
Yeah. I have a third grade education. I'm going to do that. No. Don't drink and drive.
Don't do it.
I don't do it anymore. We'll take a break and
good for you,
Mike. Oscar
don't
be back
do
tomorrow.
It anymore.
I'm sorry.
What kind of
What's wrong with me? It's fascinating. That's one of those squirrely moments. We'll see you next time on the Michael Mayer Show for the very funny Matty Masiello. The very funny pony boy Matt Bloom. Yes, Saturday is treat day. Support staff stepping up today. And for Robin Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, wishing all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day. Here's to you, Dad.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do I want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
I'm a phony! Just like you!
Bye-bye!